You know, just a few days ago, we celebrated Veterans Day, and you know, I'm appreciative of the veterans and what they have done for us, and also the people who are currently serving in the military services. You know, and I was listening actually on Veterans Day to the radio, and Rush Limbaugh was on. Many of you might like to listen to Rush. I do. And anyway, he was saying that for whatever reason that he has been getting multiple emails and letters and stuff before Veterans Day to make sure that on their social media and stuff to thank the veterans. And Rush said, you know, I don't have any problem doing that. He goes, but if anyone listens to our program, we thank the veterans every day. I mean, that's what we do because we believe in thanking them for their service, you know. And so as I heard that, I was thinking about that. And I like Rush, I thank God for the veterans and the men and women that are serving in the armed forces every day, you know, that they're helping us to have freedom, you know, here, you know, in America. You know, but then I started thinking about the Christmas season, you know, and I know that some of you says, it's not even Thanksgiving yet. That's next week and you're talking about Christmas. But you know what? If you can go through Thanksgiving without thinking about Jesus Christ, then that's a problem because, you know, one of the first things you should be thankful for is that Jesus came on Christmas, all right? And so tonight's kind of a Christmas message because I don't know, you know, through the years, I've heard so many people, you know, will say these words, you know, well, remember the reason for the season. And I think that is good to be reminded about Jesus. But my question is, why did you ever forget the reason? I mean, do we have to wait for Christmas or for the Christmas season or for Easter to remember about Jesus? Because just like we remember our veterans every day or shouldn't we remember about Jesus every day? And shouldn't we, being followers of Christ, or we call ourselves Christians, you know, act in a manner? Because the reason people always say, well, don't forget the reason of the season, is because they want you to act nice during Christmas time. They want you to have joy. And, you know, the three things at Christmas we talk about is love, joy, and peace, which all are elements of Christ. You know, and it is interesting part about it is they're like, don't forget the reason for the season, but, you know, I'm not a seasonal Christian. So my question tonight is, do you serve a seasonal Jesus? Now, the good thing about Jesus, he has two seasons at least. I mean, so that is a good thing, you know. One season lasts longer than the other because used to, from Thanksgiving to Christmas, you know, we would celebrate Christmas. Now it seems after Halloween, from November 1st all the way to Christmas, and usually we even push it out to January the 1st, we celebrate Jesus. Then we put him away for a few months, and then we bring him back out during Easter week. You know, I mean, that's almost how the world views Jesus. In fact, do you know that some people only go to church at Easter and Christmas? You know, and they consider themselves good Christians, you know, because they're there at Easter and Christmas. Sometimes they come on Mother's Day because their mom, you know, wants them to come, so they show up then too. But, you know, don't be a seasonal Christian. Do you realize that Jesus didn't come just for Christmas? Because I think sometimes that, you know, when we think about, don't forget the reason we think about, well, Jesus came, you know, to bring peace on earth and goodwill to men during Christmas time. Praise God. After that, you know, it's fend for yourself. Anyway, let's look at Luke chapter 2. And this is when the angel appeared to the shepherds. And we'll start with verse number 10. It says this, I'm reading from the New King James. Then the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which will be to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be the sign to you. You will find a babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was a great, suddenly with the angel, a multitude of heavenly hosts praising God and saying, glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men. So the three things I want to point out was the first thing the angel said was, I bring you good tidings of great joy. So basically he said that I bring you joy, or Jesus brings you joy, because he says, good times, great joy, which will be to all people. He was saying that Jesus is going to bring joy to all people. Notice he didn't say that Jesus is going to bring joy to all people during the holiday season every year. Now, really, the people who really have joy during the holiday season is the stores that, you know, they're, you know, while you're buying all this stuff, or now some of you are buying online, but the companies that sell merchandise are the ones that are having good tidings of great joy. Seems like everybody else gets angry. Well, I got to buy this present and that present, all these other presents, you know. But Jesus came first to have good tidings of great joy all year long. See, you know, once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, you get all his benefits. Remember, the Old Testament says, forget not all his benefits. Well, one of those benefits is good tidings of great joy. It just didn't come on Christmas Day. It came, you know, Christmas was when it started. That's when it came. But, you know, now it's ascended to 365, or happens to be leap year 366. We can have good tidings of great joy every day. In fact, we should have good tidings of great joy. That's what Jesus, you know, he wanted us to have joy. In fact, we'll read in a little bit where he talks about that. The other thing I want to point out, verse 14 says, glory to God in the highest. This is the angels, or the multitude of angels were singing. And says, on earth, peace. All right, now, I don't believe the peace was only for that day or only for the Christmas season. I think that peace was something that was meant for all eternity because he came. Because Jesus came, we should have peace and continue to have peace, and we shouldn't have to say, have someone tell us, well, don't forget the reason for the season, so today you should have peace. But after the season's over, you can put the peace away and it'll come back, you know, some other day. You know, peace is not like rain. You know, like rain, go away, come back. It's not like that. Peace is for all mankind. The next thing he says is goodwill toward men, which basically means loving one another. You know, and I believe that this is one of the reasons that we actually give gifts during the Christmas season is it's goodwill toward men. We're showing people how much we appreciate them. You realize you give gifts to people you appreciate. You don't really give gifts to people you don't appreciate unless you're working at some company and they have some kind of, you know, blind Santa Claus or whatever, where you just pick a name out of the hat. But usually people give gifts to people they appreciate. All right. Sometimes you get put in one of those things and you have to give someone maybe you don't appreciate. But, you know, it's still being nice to somebody. You know, and it seems the only time that some people think we should be nice is during the holiday season. You know, and I get it. A lot of people are rude, you know, especially, you know, I haven't heard about it here recently, I guess because people are buying things online, so it's not quite as prevalent. But, you know, used to, every holiday season, there was this hot toy. And then there was people fighting in stores over, you know, hot toys. I mean, I remember one, you know, way a long time ago, it was a Cabbage Patch Kid doll. And I'm thinking to myself, who wants a Cabbage Patch Kid doll anyway? My sister did, but you know, and so I know my mom actually almost got in the fight with the lady. Not that she was trying to, she just grabbed, she had the doll and someone wanted to steal it from her, you know, and the thief comes to steal, kill, and destroy. Had to throw John 10:10 in there somehow. But you know, we're supposed to have love toward our fellow man all year long, not just at Christmas time. You know, and so those are three elements. And so let's just read about some things that Jesus said about those three elements. We'll take peace first, because that's the way I put it in my notes. So that's why we're starting with peace. All right. Going to John 16:33, New King James, it says this: these things I have spoken to you. This is Jesus talking. He says, in me, you may have peace. In the world, you will have tribulation, but be of good cheer. I have overcome the world. Now, it says that you'll have peace in me. All right? And so that means without him, you don't have peace. But if you have him, you have peace. Now, a lot of times we go through situations where, for whatever reason, we lose our peace, But that's because we're not looking to the inside. We're looking at things going on the outside, and things on the outside are not going to be peaceful. It's through me you're going to have peace, Jesus says. See, you know, one of the names of Jesus was the Prince of Peace. He came that Christmas morning to bring peace. And from that morning to this, he's still bringing peace. And he endeavors for you to have peace. And, you know, the things that he spoke, you know, when he was on the earth was so you could have peace. All right. Going on, after Jesus died upon the cross, and then he came back to see his disciples. And anyway, hang on. I got to find my note here. I'm messing up. All right. Came back to see his disciples in John chapter 20. John chapter 20. Jesus came and he appeared before his disciples. And starting with verse 19, it says this. It says, in the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled, for fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood in the midst. All right, think about this. Now, the doors are shut. They're all there. Then all of a sudden, boom, Jesus came in. That's kind of freaky, but, you know, kind of cool too. But notice the first words that he said to them. Right here, he says, peace be with you. Those are the first words he says, was peace. Have peace. You know, I think it's very important for us to have peace. See, when Jesus is with you, you should have peace. Because, you know, at the time, they weren't having a lot of peace. Because they were concerned because, you know, the rumor had gone out that someone had stole Jesus' body out of the tomb. And people were concerned that they were going to come accuse them. So they weren't having a lot of peace. But notice when Jesus came and he showed up, he says, you know, peace I bring to you. Now, what I'm trying to tell you is that Jesus is always with you. You don't have to wait for him to come through the door or come literally just pop up. You know, once you accept him as your Lord and Savior, he's there. He's there. The Spirit of the living God is with you. You don't, and so you shouldn't have times where you don't have peace unless you forget that he's with you. And that's when you have to just remember Jesus. Every day. You know, every day you have if you have an opportunity not to have peace, then you just need to remember what Jesus said to the disciples, peace be with you. Because Jesus came that we might have peace. And so for you not to have peace or it's for you doing something that Jesus, you know, Jesus came to give you something and you're not taking what he gave you. And you're saying, well, yeah, but look what's going on around about us. Well, see, Jesus, when he was on the earth, he talks about that things in this world would get worse and worse. But that's when we got to look up. That's when we have to look in. That's when we have to realize that, in essence, we're not of this world. You know, he didn't say that things in this world would get more and more peaceful. And I believe that's what people are waiting for, things to get more peaceful, when they don't realize that they carry the peace with them. And they can have peace in the middle of a storm, and it doesn't have to even be Christmas. Because the Prince of Peace resides on the inside of me. So wherever I go, I bring forth peace. Because Jesus said he'll never leave me nor forsake me. And if he's with me and he's the Prince of Peace, and, you know, just like he told his disciples, you know, remember Jesus Christ the same yesterday, today, and forever. When he said, peace be with you, he's still saying, peace be with you. And he'll even say it on days that are not Christmas season. Now, there's going to be some times that we have what my grandfathers would say, an opportunity not to have peace. So you have an opportunity to take that opportunity or not. You can choose to look to Jesus. Now it goes on to say, it says, when he had said this, he showed them his hands and his side. Then his disciples were glad when they saw Jesus. So verse 21. So Jesus said to them again, peace to you. Now when someone says something more than once, they really mean it. Now, you know, a lot of times whenever we're preaching, we want to bring home a point, we'll say it over and over and over again. And I believe that the reason Jesus said it twice right here, he says, then you know what? I really mean for you to have peace and quit worrying about everything. I am with you. Now, when he was saying, I am with you, I don't think Jesus was really saying, I'm with you only right now because you can see me. I am with you whether you can see me or not. And that's what we have to understand, that we can have peace whether we can see Jesus or not because he is with us. All right? And I know that there are some times, you know, where the Lord will open people's eyes, kind of like, you know, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, the three Hebrew children went in the fiery furnace, and the Lord opened up the Nebuchadnezzar's eyes, and he could see Jesus with them. But Jesus is with you whether you can see him or not. He's always with you. And he's always saying, hey, I'm here for peace. Now, he did not say that there will be peace, you know, on the outside. He said the outside's going to get worse and worse, but you can have peace in the middle of the storm. He goes on to say, verse 21, as the Father has sent me, I also send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained. Now going down to verse 24. Thomas wasn't with them, one of the disciples. And Thomas says, now Thomas, called the twin of one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said to him, we have seen the Lord. He said to them, unless I see his hands, the print of the nails, and put my finger in the print of the nails, and put my hand in his side, I will not believe. After 8 days, his disciples were once again inside, and Thomas was with them. Jesus came, the doors being shut once again, and stood in the midst and said, peace to you. Once again, he repeated, this is the third time, over an 8 day period, that Jesus said peace to these people, to his disciples. You know, then he said to Thomas, reach your finger here. And we all know that. That's why we have a thing called a doubting Thomas. All right. The point is that Jesus came to bring peace, and he's still bringing peace today. And not just during the holiday season, during every time of the year. You know, I know that they say that this is the happiest time of the year. This is the greatest time of the year. You know, and I get that. People are just more festive. But really, Jesus is with you every day of the year. You can celebrate him every day. You don't have to wait to his special day where he was born. And in fact, if you want to really get technical, do you realize he probably wasn't born on December 25th anyway? And in fact, if you want to get really technical, he was actually born before he was born. Yes, according to the, you know, the calendars, you know, start at zero after Christ had been born. But really, they said he was probably born between 6 and 4 BC. So, you know, he might have been born 4 years before he was born. But anyway, the point is, we pick a date, and that's the day we celebrate Jesus. And it's good to celebrate. I mean, just like it was good to celebrate the veterans on Veterans Day. But that doesn't mean that's the only day you celebrate them. That doesn't mean that the only day that you're thankful is Thanksgiving. And for some of you, you get confused because you don't even know what Thanksgiving is, because it's a fourth Thursday, you know, in or the third Thursday, whatever. It's a Thursday. And it moves around. The reason it moves around, because you know what? You should be thankful all the time anyway. And one of the biggest things you should be thankful for is that Jesus Christ came to this earth to change all mankind, to bring peace on earth and goodwill toward all men. All right, got to really hurry here. So going to John 16 says this, when we're talking about joy here, John 16:22 says this, therefore you now have sorrow, but I will see you again and your heart will rejoice. And your joy, no one will take from you. And in that day, you will ask me nothing. Most assuredly, I say to you, whatever you ask the Father in my name, he will give you. Until now, you have asked nothing in my name. Ask and you will receive, that your joy may be full. So Jesus wants our, not only for us to have joy, but for it to be full. He wants you to be full of joy. Now, you know, here it also talks about rejoicing, but you realize you can't rejoice if you haven't had joy the first time. Rejoicing is remembering you have joy and letting that joy out. You know, and I know some people are stuck on that scripture that joy cometh in the morning. Well, wake up then. All right. The morning's here. Jesus has already came. All right. And we can have joy all the time. Now, I understand sometimes you won't feel joyful. We'll read that in a minute. But, you know, there are some times you don't feel joyful, but it's his. He wants you to have joy all the time. All right. John chapter 15, verse number 9. John 15, 9 says this. He says, As the Father loved me, I also have loved you. Abide in my love. If you keep my commandments, you will abide in my love, just as I have kept my Father's commandments and abide in his love. These things I have spoken to you, that my joy may remain in you, and that your joy may be full. So Jesus spoke things that to you so that you could have joy, and not just a little bit of joy, but full of joy. And what he spoke to us comes in the next verse. He brings up the love thing. This is what he spoke to us. He says, this is my commandment, that you love one another as I have loved you. Then he talks about, you know, laying down your life for a friend. Verse 17 then says this, these things I command you, that you love one another. So basically Jesus says, if we'll love one another, then we'll be full of joy. You know, and I think really during the holiday season, sometimes, you know, you can kind of see that, because when you give someone a gift, someone something that they really, really wanted, you know, and they get excited, and it makes me excited because I'm able to do that for them. And so you kind of get joy because you're able to give something to somebody. You know, but Jesus wants us to always have joy. But you need to always have love to have joy. Now, the thing that's really the worst part about it is the number one thing that people tell me they have trouble with when it comes to Christianity is their love walk. Well, then you're probably having trouble with your joy walk, which is probably messing up your peace walk too. Because I think all these things kind of interrelate, and we're going to see that in a minute too. I mean, your love walk and your peace walk and your joy walk interrelate, because you know what? If you walk into a room where people have been arguing, if there's no love between them, when you walk in, there's really no peace and there's no joy. These things go together. And for me to have trouble with my love walk means I really don't know who I am in Christ Jesus. Because really, all these things, you know, are given to you when you're in Christ Jesus. And that's why the Bible clearly talks about us putting our mind under, putting our body under, casting down imaginations. You know, imagination, because sometimes whenever someone does something mean to you, you want to imagine that you're going to beat their brains in. That's when you have to cast those things down and put on the love walk and the joy walk and the peace walk. And really, it's about a relationship with Jesus. And if you don't have a relationship with Jesus, it's really hard to remember the reason for the season. Even during the season. Because see, what really is happening is what the reason for the season is for us people or the people who don't really know Jesus to kind of act like Christians, at least during Christmas time. And now I'm not saying you're not saved, because you can be saved and not act like a Christian. All right, you can literally have your ticket. You know, people have their ticket to heaven. They're headed to heaven. One fine day when the roll is called up yonder, you're going to be there. But you don't act like Christ acts. It's just like, you know, biologically, you can be a father, but not act like a father. And that's just trouble with a lot of Americans today is a lot of people have kids and they don't act like parents. usually most moms, you know, because they had that baby in there for 9 months, they usually act like a mom, but sometimes they don't act like a mom. You know, like I always say, you can live in a garage and not be a car either. So the way we become Christians is not just think about Christ and Christmas, it's to experience Christ on a daily basis. It's to let the love of God be shed abroad in our heart. You know, and I'm going to read a few more scriptures, and the scriptures I've read so far have been things that Jesus says, you know, but James chapter 1, verse number 2 says this. James says this, says, "My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials." But I like it when it says in the New Living Translation says this. He says, "Dear brothers and sisters, when troubles of any kind come your way, consider an opportunity for great joy." Says, you know what? You're going to have trials and tribulations sometimes. Things are going to come your way. It's an opportunity for you to have the joy of the Lord. Going back to the Old Testament, joy of the Lord is our strength. You can have the joy of the Lord. You have to count it like it's joyful. And I don't know how many times I remember my grandfather saying, you know, you just have to act like it's joyful, even when you don't feel joyful. Because you know the greater was on the inside of you. And you can have joy in the middle of the problems. Because those things are only temporal. Now, going back to Philippians, Paul talking to us in Philippians, he kind of puts a lot of these things all together. Philippians 4, starting with verse number 4. And I'll read from the New Living Translation once again. Because I like the way it says. Philippians 4:4 says this, "Always be full of joy in the Lord." Now, notice that, you know, I know some translations say always be full of joy, but it specifically says always be full of joy in the Lord. In the Lord. Not just joy because someone tickles you. Not just joy because someone tells a joke. There's different, you know, sometimes we get joyful different things, but always be full of joy in the Lord. And once again, it says, I say again, rejoice. So continue to be full of joy in the Lord. Knowing, you know what, no matter what's going on, that my joy is going to remain full because I know that Jesus Christ is with me. He'll never leave me. He'll never forsake me. He'll get me through this time, even when it's not the Christmas season. Because I'm a full-time Christian. I'm not a seasonal Christian. I don't serve a seasonal Jesus. I serve a full-time Jesus. You know, he's full service. We have a full service Jesus. You know, remember full service? They come out and pump the gas for you and everything. I mean, he's full service. You know, goes on to say, "Let everyone see that you are considerate in all you do." You know, considerate, it means being nice. It means being loving. That means loving your neighbor as yourself. And then it goes on to say, "Remember the Lord is coming soon." Yes, the Lord is coming soon. All right, doesn't mean tomorrow, but he is coming soon. All right, because some people think they're ready tomorrow for them to come back. Goes on to say, "Don't worry about anything." Now, that's pretty important. Don't worry about anything. So you realize, you know, because if you're worried about something, you're not having peace. If you're worried about something, what you're saying is that your Christ can't get you through this situation. So, but the Bible clearly says, you know, so we want to find scripture for everything. Well, this scripture says, do not worry about anything. So if you're worried about something, you're being unscriptural. Now, many people don't think about that when they're lying at home griping and complaining. But to worry about something is being unscriptural. According to Philippians 4:6. Goes on to say, what should we do? Instead, pray about everything. Now, how do we pray? We tell God what we need, and we thank him for all that he has done. See, that brings Thanksgiving in here. All right. Then, if you'll do that, then you'll experience God's peace. Once again, peace. Which exceeds anything we can understand. His peace will guide your heart and minds as you live in Christ Jesus. Now you realize if you're not in Christ Jesus, you're not going to be having peace. All right, you're not going to be having joy. You're not going to be having love. Now, I believe all these scriptures, I mean, this one little area right here brings the whole Christmas season all in thing. Love, joy, peace. We should remember the reason for the season every day. And we should remember, you know what? We have love, joy, and peace operating in our lives on a daily basis. And by doing that, people will know that we are a Christian. You know, some people don't know people are Christians because they don't act like it. Well, except for maybe during Easter and Christmas. But don't be a seasonal Christian. We do not serve a seasonal Jesus, so why are you a seasonal Christian? And I'm not saying anyone here is, I'm not accusing anybody of being a seasonal Christian, but I am telling you there are people that are seasonal Christians. You know, when it's not a Christian season, when it's not Easter, when it's not Christmas, they don't even think about Jesus. Well, except for maybe when they get in trouble. Something bad happens. And half the time, they're just blaming Jesus. You know, because we've got to blame somebody. That's how the earth is. That's how the world is today. You know, it's not your fault. It has to be somebody else's. We don't serve a seasonal Jesus. Now, I don't mean you need to rip someone's head off whenever, you know, during the holiday season if they tell you, don't forget the reason for the season. But you can tell them, hey, you should remember the reason for the season all year long. You know, but don't be mean about it because that would be not acting in love. You know, but we should remember the reason for the season. Like I said, I got this all for Veterans Day. I don't know how Veterans Day has anything to do with it, but you know, I just think that we should celebrate Jesus every day. Every day we should celebrate Jesus. And I know people get up sometimes and say, and they wake up and they say, this is the day the Lord has made. I'm going to rejoice and be glad in it. But do they really even mean that? Sometimes it gets to be habit. You realize a lot of times your prayers are habits? A lot of times, you know, they're just habits. You just do them. You know, I'm like, are you really thankful or not? You know, because there's this, you know, maybe Thanksgiving you have a real thankful prayer. The rest of the year you have your old-fashioned prayers or whatever. But, you know, I just want to remember that Jesus is here every day bringing love, joy, and peace to our world. Amen.